I want to back up and just have you answer this, because I can hear people out there saying, you know, IQ is saying that NFL players that are adherents to Islam, NBA players that are adherents to Islam, they're driving this for very sinister motivations. They are after the overthrow of the country. And they're going to say, well, what about, and they will bring up names like this. What about Muhammad Ali? What about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, formerly known as Lew Alcindor, who played in the NBA for years? You know, they were for decades in professional sports, and they didn't perpetrate any of these kind of things. What would you say to someone who throws that up as an argument against this incredibly powerful information that you're sharing?
Very simple. Again, the man, Muhammad Ali, was a decent human being. He converted to Islam not because he believed in Islam. He converted to Islam because he honestly was indoctrinated into believing that white people are evil, that the black people were enslaved by the white people. Don't you know, these people, they never read the Quran. I don't care what anybody says. Muhammad Ali did not study the Quran. Alcindor did not study the Quran. And if they studied the Quran, they forgot completely about the hadith and the tradition of Islam. As I said, the records prove 140 million black Africans were slaughtered and died at the hands of Arabs and black Muslims, so that 14 million of them were sold to the Americas. The figures are there. The history is there. Ask any of those multi-millionaire black African sports people.